Mikey and Rin Eden,
yum.
A show about the serious and not so serious parts of our edible world. Let's eat.
Come on. Deep, deep, deep. Hi, everybody. Welcome to Mikey and Rin Eat In. It's your adult contemporary daddy, Mikey.
It has been an adult contemporary morning. This is Rin Dog.
We started a Spotify playlist over breakfast this morning with, and I don't know much, but I know how to love you. Aaron Neville and Linda Ronstadt. And then that led into...
I thought it was Peebo Bryson.
No.
And then, yeah, no. Mikey educated me.
And then it just was a waterfall cascade of adult contemporary. Oh,
Mikey was living his fantasy.
It was like so Bruce good. Hornsby. It went into Wilson Phillips. Got some Bonnie Raitt on there. Yeah. We did have some James Ingram and some like Peebo Bryson.
Sure.
Oh, it's my favorite. Oh, Dr. Hook. Spending the night together. Mm. Whoa. Yeah. So bad. But I love it. I'm into it.
And I was the one that started the train, actually. I don't know why that song came into my head. But
yeah. Well, I just feel like summertime is one of those. There's like certain songs. Like there's songs of the summer, right?
Right.
And I think for me, they're usually like, you know, party songs, hip hop songs, whatever. But this summer, I've just had, well, first, my song of the summer is Fantasy by the Ohio Players, which is kind of not an unknown song, but it's just a song that I feel like a lot of people don't know, except for it was used as a sample in the Jay-Z and Biggie song, Brooklyn's Finest. But it's so good. And the Ohio Players, their catalog is just deep. But then I've also just been going to like, I don't know, I've been like listening to Michael McDonald. Like, I don't know what's happening.
You're an old dad is what's happening.
I'm dadding.
Well, it's funny that you talk about songs of the summer because we were going to talk a little bit today about drinks of the summer.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah?
Well, yeah, because it's, well, I don't know. Summer is sipping time.
Summer is sipping time.
Just thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
I have my summer drink. Well, why don't we, what I was thinking we'd do is we'd do summer drinks and we would like, well, summer sips and we would talk through our day.
Great.
Because I think I have the most interesting evening drink or afternoon and you have the most interesting morning drink.
Sure. Yeah. I'd love to introduce us first.
Oh, sure.
For those of you that don't know or tickling your ears for the first time, I'm Rin Dog, Rin, acupuncturist, herbalist.
True.
And, yeah, so kind of come at food from a, like, food is medicine sort of point of view a lot of times. I also, let's be honest.
I don't know.
I love something delicious. It's not always medicinal.
Right. You end up talking about yourself on the show like you're like, I'm a functional nutritionist or whatever.
No.
And I'm like,
I love a good, like, truffle French fry. And
I wouldn't have married you if you weren't a fat kid.
That's soul medicine right there.
Yep. And I'm Mikey. I'm a professional chef. I work as a consultant at this point, making delicious new food, kind of Willy Wonking. And I am definitely not afraid of some butter, some cheese powder, some yummy fast food, some MSG. Yeah. So I kind of look at food for the fun factor, which Rin does too. But mm-hmm. So that's our show is just kind of like talking about food, talking about life.
We're also new parents that have gone through an IVF journey and, you know, lots of infertility ups and downs. Yeah. And so we do talk about that as well. Feeding our baby, getting our baby here, that journey.
Well, and that segues perfectly into the sip that you have in the morning.
Absolutely. Yeah. So, I have not been drinking caffeine. For a while now, while I was pregnant and postpartum, just because caffeine kind of jacks me up in a funny way, and I didn't really like how it made me feel when I was pregnant.
I'm, by the way, drinking coffee this morning that it was a little too finely ground for the Chemex, and I had to like push it through with a chopstick, which makes it so strong.
Well, and I drank that chipping this morning.
Yeah.
And so I'm a little sweaty, feeling it under the pits.
Sure.
It was like my first drink of caffeine in months. I don't know why I had Mikey make it for me. So I had a journey to breastfeeding for sure.
Yeah.
Had some complications, preeclampsia and high blood pressure during my pregnancy and also postpartum. And so, you know, I think my body was doing a lot of healing me and a little less making food for my baby.
Sure.
I think was the focus in the beginning. So I was really like deep into figuring out herbal galactagogues, one of the best words ever.
Whoa.
So just
break that one down.
Things that increase prolactin levels, increase your breast milk supply.
Holy shit.
I know, it's such a good word.
Galactagogues. That's a great. I don't even know what that is. Is that like a girl? Pop group?
No. No, it kind of sounds like another like planetary system or universe or something.
Or the aliens that come from that.
Yeah,
planet.
The Galactagogues. The Galactagogues. Yeah. 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 Ooh, yeah. That would be a really fun comic, right? They're all like.
Or they're alien drag queens and it's the Galactagags. Galactagags, gagging.
Yeah, that's.
That's fun. Galactagogues is fucking good.
It's really
maybe
good.
Maybe they're interstellar Lady Gaga fans.
And there is, holy are they shit. Just like squirting breast milk?
Yeah.
Like, is that their
alien breast milk, which is actually like, you know, like bubble tea. Beep, 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 beep. I like it.
I love that sound effect.
That's a gigantic word. Beep, beep. It's become a, I don't know if it's right wing necessarily, but it's become a gunny guy, sound effect.
Oh, they don't get that.
Yeah. So like on videos on TikTok or whatever, well, there'll be someone like breaking into a car or whatever, like someone with like a Patriot flag emoji or whatever, or a emoticon on their profile will say pew pew.
No.
Meaning they're going to shoot the person. No. Which I don't know. It's like, no. You don't get pew pew. You don't get the squirt gun emoji. Just fuck off. Dumb gunny people. Sorry. It's not cool.
Okay. So there's some, you know, herbal galactagogues have actually been researched, but it's just like small sample sizes and you know, not always randomized trials. And so it's, you know, there's not a ton of money in herbs, right? So it's difficult to get that good research. But I dove in real deep and obviously. Do you remember in the beginning when I was just brewing all of that? Like I was making nettle tea every day with the raw herbs.
Yeah.
I was making goji berry tea
and
Chinese date. So I was kind of taking a little bit from Chinese herbal medicine, a little bit from Western medicine and just like smashing it all together.
Mm.
And I don't know, I don't really know.
Yeah.
It's like kind of jury still out on what was really helping. And I think because I wasn't parsing it out, I was just throwing everything at it.
And it's also, you asked me if I remember that. I don't remember anything from the beginning. I have like mild memories of like late night chicken fingers while we'd wake up so you could breastfeed him. There's very few. I was watching videos the other day of little baby Riggs and I don't know.
Yeah.
It all just kind of went into something like a trauma vault.
Yeah. Yeah. I also saw lactation consultant.
Oh, yeah,
I think
sure.
That was really helpful too, just in the kind of nuts and bolts of breastfeeding, because ultimately for me, I didn't find it intuitive.
Right.
I thought that it was really challenging.
That seems so common though.
I think so too. Yeah. And you know, Riggsy had a tongue tie,
right,
which we had released. We came here early, and so there
we also just did so many of those appointments. I feel like because it was like every week, I feel like Rindog needed some professional person just to say,
"You're okay,
you're not fucking blowing this. Like, you're doing good." And I was completely willing to like let's drive all the way across Portland just to see someone say, "You guys are good." I needed it too, but
yeah. But the thing that I have been doing consistently and have found really helpful is this really dope company called Majka.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe we'll link to it in the show notes. I just, I really like these women that have started this company. I like their sentimentality. Awesome. They do Instagram lives all the time. They give away a lot of free information.
Their branding is really cool,
branding's
which that
really
is not
good.
Always a consistent thing.
And yep.
in the alternative world and the baby world?
Products are expensive, I will say, but the, you know, I've been sort of purchasing them consistently and they do all these rewards. Like I just got this $40 off from the last order I placed. And so I spent $12 on
You also had these like lactation boosting, like nuggets.
Oh yeah.
Like kind of like
bites, lactation bites.
Oh my God. And I would eat them occasionally and Jesus Christ, they were so good and just dense. They felt like a protein bar kind of, but with like actual real ingredients and not, I don't know. It was really, they're just nice.
Like for the middle of the night when I was waking up to feed Rizzy and Mikey would bottle him, I'd pump.
Yeah.
They were a really like delicious treat.
And it was a nice kind of like, it felt indulgent. It was like filling all the things, but it also like, I just would wake up and I'd be like, hey, I'm going to get naughty. And I would want to go and make mozzarella sticks or make something like that. But then it would, you could just eat these and it felt great.
Well, because there was oats, there's like almond butter or sunflower seed butter. So there's like good carbs, good fat, and then all these, you know, kind of galactagogue herbs in there. So now currently I'm doing a, they call it a lactation booster. And so basically you can put it in whatever you want, but I like to put it in my nice Swiss water processed decaf coffee. So I put a scoop in there. And then I also put in some collagen. I do like 3 or 4 tablespoons of collagen.
That like vital proteins that we, I think is really blowing up. I can't remember who's the person. There's like, is it Jennifer Aniston?
I think Jennifer Aniston.
That's pretty awesome.
Well, because like, who doesn't want to look like her, right?
Fuck, right?
Her skin is so amazing.
The other thing is like trying to find, so Rinny, she wants to drink dark roast, like French roast, organic, Swiss water processed, decaf coffee. The Venn diagram of, first of all, we need to talk to people in coffee sections of grocery stores. Decaf.
Organize, I know.
Decaf needs to be on its own. And I know that doesn't work for, I can't remember what they call that, but like breaking, brand breaking or whatever, where like you're taking the that product away. But I can't. Or decaf has to have a big fucking red sticker on it or something. Because I'll be trying to find, and it, I mean, I swear I've spent hours like just standing at our grocery store looking for the right one. And so we found a couple that like are the kind of like, they tick all the boxes, but.
I like Allegro personally.
Allegro's good.
Yeah, I find that one pretty nice. And then.
What's the green one called?
Yeah, that green one is really good. Know,
something Italian. It's at Natural Grocers.
Yeah, it's really good.
Very good.
But Shatavari is the main herb in the lactation booster. And then in the afternoon, I do their lactation protein powder, which is nice. It's an organic pea protein. It's got like 18 grams of protein in it, I think. And I just make myself a really dense smoothie with it. Put in some fat, use some plant milk, usually a little frozen berries, some greens.
It always smells so good.
It's really delicious. And that's also got some lactation boosting things in it. It's got like cinnamon bark and some, I don't know if that one has turmeric or the other one, but, and those, I will say, I think have been pretty good boosters for me.
I mean, it's, and it could just be, you know, whatever. I just don't think it is anecdotal or coincidental or whatever, but like when you really started to like be able to feed him to the point of satiation or whatever, I don't know. It seemed it was when you started drinking that.
Totally. And I think also, you know, that the like protein powder, you're getting obviously good protein.
Sure.
I'm getting really good fats. And so it's, you know, I think they're a part of what they talk about is like just nutrition in general. Right.
Yeah.
And obviously that's so important. But I don't know. I love this company. I love how their products taste. And that Shatavari, I also have some just powdered and sometimes I'll like throw it in my, you know, in a tea that I'm having or just throw it in some hot water, a couple teaspoons of it. And that's, that seems to kind of be the jam. The interesting thing.
The galactagogues practice Shatavari, which is a type of ancient.
Ancient praying to the galactagods.
Oh, yeah. I was going to say like martial arts.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Got it.
Kick your dick off.
But the interesting thing is with the with Chinese herbal medicine, which I practice, it's there's no one size fits all, right? And so we do pulse diagnosis, we get a, you know, full history, health history of the person, and then we prescribe herbs based on that, right? A custom formula. And so it's difficult to just say like, oh, here's the herb that's going to help everyone's breast milk production. Is it because of a deficiency? Is it because there's stagnation? Is it right? So everybody's really different. And Shatavari is like, the lactation consultant described it as like a really moistening herb.
Oh boy.
And so I think that that for me, like because of my age and sort of the the IVF and all that. Mm. I think I really needed that like juiciness of that herb. So yeah.
That's awesome.
And so that's my morning latte. And then I put some half and half in there and it's like creamy and delicious and so satisfying.
This is literally going to be the best example of the distance between who Rin is and who I am in this in the way we talk about food. Because I'm going to talk about the cocktail that I like to drink in quantities yes. that are obscene. We have some friends that live close to us in Washington and they have this great house and they host these great parties. But when you walk into the party, they hand you like a cocktail menu and it's, you know, maybe five or six items long. These are custom, like the, one of the owners of the house will like go and make you this cocktail mm-hmm. in a bespoke, like bespoke glassware. And there's a, usually like a little flourish at the end when they serve it to you. Unreal. Mm-hmm. I love it. It's so fun and so much effort. but this is called the crop top and it is the summeriest cocktail I've ever had in my life. You could, I've been like, when people come over, I have been making it kind of like, you know, drink to drink, like, so maybe three glasses at a time. Fuck all that. Just make a bucket of it.
Yep.
So it's equal parts fresh squeezed lemon juice. Don't use the bottled shit. I might have even talked about this on the show before. No, I can't actually because we took all the time off.
Yeah, no, I think so.
So equal parts, fresh squeezed lemon juice, mm-hmm. gin, grapefruit liqueur, and then Amaro Montenegro. Amaro Montenegro is like an Amaro, which is like a digestif aperitif. Yeah, so it's like really herbaceous.
Yeah.
It's a galactagogue. it's I don't really know that. I mean, Amaros are kind of like, you know, they're Italian digestifs. They're super, super floral. And they're kind of one of those things that can go in either direction. I think people really love them or hate them. But I think a lot of people are really understanding that, like, you know, they're sippers. They can be really good. Yeah. And Amaro Montenegro, it's like, it's kind of like the Worcestershire sauce of alcohols, I feel mm-hmm. like. It's just got all these crazy flavors. But when you add it in, you kind of like, they all kind of like just meld into the drink and you don't really even taste all of them. But like to drink it, I love to drink it on its own. There's also a company in Portland called Straightaway Cocktails and they make, like, for my money, one of the only canned cocktails that's like worth its shit. They, what?
I think you should link to them.
Oh, yeah. So I'm going to link to them. and then fuck you, pay us. We're giving you free shit. but they make a line of aperitifs and a line of kind of like Amaros, and one of them is called Flora Green. So sometimes I'll use that instead. Mm. So lemon juice, gin, grapefruit liqueur, Amaro of some variety, and then shake it and then serve it either up or a big cube. And then with a little like squeeze or a little twist of grapefruit skin peel. And fuck, it's so good. And it's dangerous.
Yeah.
Because it's basically all alcohol.
Right.
And
but easily sippable.
And it's super cold. Mm-hmm. Oh, and it's just wild good. And I just think, I don't know, summer, life's hard, fucking pour a cocktail for sure. Mm-hmm. You could also, I started to look up kind of, it wasn't this specific one, but you could make it into popsicles. I think you might have to adjust things a little bit, but I think you could Jell-O freeze shots? It. Jell-O shots for sure. I love Jell-O shots.
Oh, sure.
We have a Almost Hideaway. We're just giving away fucking just money here. Almost Hideaway down the block from us. They make these kind of fancy, like oftentimes have tapioca pearls in them, but Jell-O shots and Christmas. It'll get you. But I just think summertime is the time to, I think, really dive in. I mean, all year round is drink time, right?
Right.
Because I have my like my warming drinks and stuff that I drink during the winter. I'm new to coffee. Mm-hmm. It's been only a couple years that I've started really drinking coffee. Mm-hmm. And I live in the Pacific Northwest, which is a crime.
I know, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. I find in the summer, because I'm not consuming alcohol right now, that like a good shrub is one of my favorite things.
Yeah. Well, it's like the club soda and bitters sort of experience. Yeah. It's taken that, I think, to a really like fun level.
Yep.
And it's also the NA cocktail world is just going nuts.
Totally.
We ate at Con, Gregory Gourdet's new kind of, I think it's like the fanciest spot in Portland at this point. But he makes these NA cocktails because he's sober. And Rinny got a drink.
Yeah, I went there when we were pregnant.
And
that's
you,
right.
Yeah. You were pregnant. And we drank it and she was like, will you taste this? I would.
We had to ask the server. Remember?
Known that it was NA. Totally. It tasted boozy.
Boozy, totally.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah, yeah. And I love a shrub because I'm a person that likes vinegar.
Yeah.
And those like kind of sour flavors.
Oh, for sure.
And so like a vinegar fruit. I think that's what a shrub is, right? Vinegar.
Yeah.
And I
don't know the full definition, but yeah, I think it's like a drinking vinegar.
Yeah.
You know, and so it's like it can be paired with stuff, but I think there's a lot of push for it to be kind of a standalone sort of mixer for an NA cocktail.
Yeah.
Or either way.
I love it. Just a little club soda and a shrub. It's so yummy.
This is not going to speak to anybody, but it's just something I want to get off my chest. everybody's watching The Bear right now. The Bear is a great show. And I think there's elements of it that are like certainly realistic to the food world, but Rini said something about vinegary and acidic. There's this thing that's happening on the show, and it happened a little bit the first season, but now it's happening a lot in the second season so they're doing like recipe development, and you know, the main character of the show is like a Michelin starred chef. And then he's got a sous chef with him. Who's like this woman who's kind of like a wunderkind. Is that how we say that? Kind or kid?
Kind.
And, you know, they're both great chefs and they're testing these recipes. And there's been four or five different times on the show where they've tasted something that they've been testing and been like, ugh! Like, not only is it bad, but it's bad to the point where they have to spit it out. Like, oh my God. And like one of them was like crazy salty and she had just like quadrupled the salt or something in the recipe. And then another one, they made pickles and he was like, oh, and spit it out and was like, it's just way too much acid. In pickles. And I'm like, right. Hold on a second, everybody. First of all, there's very few times as a chef of that caliber that you're fucking up something so badly that you would have to vomit it out or spit it out into a napkin. Anyways.
It's funny because it makes me think Mikey and I are watching the Great British Baking Show.
Oh,
the,
yeah.
The like professionals version
one
right
of the
now.
Bootleg side shows of the real show, yeah.
Which is not as good, I will say. Spoiler alert.
Well, the hosts are just garbage.
But I'm finding it sort of odd to watch because I know you're under time constraints and there's a lot of pressure and you're making difficult things, but there's some really epic fails. Like it's me in there making a pat of shoe or something.
I don't know that the real pros are like, oh, we're going to come on with Paul Hollywood and Prue. And they're like, oh no, it's actually this other version of the show. And they're like, well, get fucked.
But I think those people are pretty famous in wherever, London.
The people that are on the show?
Yeah.
I don't know. I looked up the dude, the French guy. The French guy, it was like, it talked about his schooling. Like they're like, oh, he has CDC and pastry art or whatever it is. They didn't really tell, they're like, oh, and he worked at this hotel or something. And like and then the other woman, Cherish or whatever her name is, she just like works at a hotel.
Okay.
I don't know.
So maybe it is.
Maybe bootleg. Famous, but they're interesting. Whatever. I like that
sound. It either means like there's football or.
Oh, it does kind of sound or like the John Tesh. Which is, I love that he did
it's
the
NBA. It's either sports or.
Quizathon.
Oh, boy.
We have a Mikey Quizathon, everybody. All right. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay. So we have it's a 1, 2, 3, 4 question quizathon.
Okay.
And this is going to be about summer sips.
Oh,
it's going to be about drinks kind of in general. But great. Okay. So again, the Mikey Quizathon quiz are there. You answer. I know the right answer, but it's up to my opinion, whether you're right or not. So we'll see how you do. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay, here we go. What is the best hot weather drink?
Because you're creating this quiz, I would say a Slurpee.
Oh, that is actually probably the correct answer. Slurpee from 7-Eleven, a frozen drink of wondrous
delight. Coca-Cola Slurpee, isn't
that right?
I love the
Coca-Cola one, yeah. I will say that I had one recently. I haven't had one in years. And had one recently on the way back from a mountain bike ride. And not good. It was also not completely frozen. So there was just like Coca-Cola syrup on the bottom. Woof. Okay, but no, that's the incorrect answer. The correct answer is, I think it was the first time I really had a full cup of coffee. And it was in, but it was in Illinois, Moline, Illinois. I was with a friend visiting a friend of his, and it was like 95 degrees with 98% humidity.
Sure.
And in the Midwest, so it was like there's no like ocean air or anything like that. It was the hottest I've ever been. And I didn't realize how much coffee made you sweat. So I was drinking coffee and just dripping, like sweat ring down to my belly button. And I was like, what the fuck's happening? I just had some coffee.
Yeah.
So that was that. Mm. So 0-1. Next question. Best. We do have our baby has opened his eyes. Uh-oh. But I think that he's going, we have a little sick baby.
Yeah, he's got a little fever.
He's got a little fever, but he looks like he's put a pacifier back in. He's turned his head to the side.
Aww.
Oh, Ricky, go back to sleep. Should we sing a little song?
Yeah.
You sing your song.
Oh, I always sing, sleep, 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 mm-hmm. sleepy head. Sleep, sleep, mm-hmm. snuggled in your bed. I will keep you safe and warm. So sleep, 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 sleepy head.
Oh, it's an ASMR podcast.
I get really quiet at the end.
Who's jacking off to this?
Do a lullaby.
Well, ASMR lullaby, jack off. Okay, second question. Best drink for a crowd. Best way to serve a group of people.
Crop top. Make a bucket of it.
You're so right.
Yeah.
But you're so wrong. Okay. The answer is actually the milk machine at Ithaca's dorm campus. Dorm campus. At the cafeteria on campus at Ithaca. And it was, do you remember these things?
Milk machine.
Yeah. Yes. And they had the big silver machines and they had that weird like dumb waiter on one side of it where you'd like move it up and then the milk would pour out. And I just remember one time there was a group of the theater kids who were all extremely quiet and very respectful of everyone else's space. And they were just fucking off with the milk machine. I don't know what was happening, but one of them like lifted the trebuchet thing that makes the milk come out. And then the whole shit, it's like a bladder behind it of milk and a whole thing, like a wave of chocolate milk came out onto them and the salad bar kind of, I think. It was wild. Okay. 0-2. I don't know what's happening. I think our electricity just went off and on.
This sound machine probably went off.
Oh, maybe. Oh, boy. All right. We're just going to, should we take a little break?
Let's take a little break.
Okay. All you get is professionalism here, folks, at the Mikey and Rennie Inn state. Yeah, our electricity just went out, and so his sound machine went off, and that is a bummer. And he has a fever, and it's just life is hard right now.
Poor little guy.
Oh, God. Okay, so we are you're currently at 0-2. That's a 0% score. Yeah, so you're blowing it. Okay, the best car drink. What is the best car drink in the summer? Actually, anytime. What is it?
One that is well contained in a vessel.
Okay. Good answer. Not the correct answer. The correct answer is the time that I got a frozen Sonic. They were doing a suicide drink for a while where it was like they would just like kind of mix all the sodas.
Oh.
Yeah. And I remember it. I remember it being frozen. I don't know. But and I drank it in a car with my friends and a friend of mine whose car he kept very, very clean. And then someone made a laughy and I blew it through my nose out in the back seat and it blew into the front seat. Yeah. So
my answer.
Should have been well contained in the vessel.
It's kind of, I don't know, adjacently correct.
Okay. I'll give you 0.1 points. A tenth of a point. Nice job. But yeah, what drink is going to stay contained in the container? Because to drink it, to do the action, the verb.
Right. I mean,
to drink takes it into your mouth.
The mouth also
has to stay shut.
Yeah. So it's gotta be a straw, really, doesn't it?
This was a straw.
Like a pop-up straw? I mean, like a baby cup, yeah.
Wasn't that.
Yeah. Should have been.
But okay, great. Yeah. So still 0.1. Still you might get that taken back, actually. I think it's 0-3. Okay. The last question. This is a winner take all.
Oh.
If you know me well enough, you will know the answer to this. No pressure. I do have divorce papers signed up, written up. Okay, here we go. What is the most valuable drink? The most valuable. Pound per pound, dollar for dollar. Our baby just went back to sleep. Oh, boy. What is the most valuable drink?
Yeah. I don't know what that means exactly. Like monetary value?
Sure, yes. Yep. This could literally be true at this point in time.
Breast milk. Come on now.
It's a good answer.
Come on.
It's a good answer.
Do you remember when I spilled 80 mils, 80 cc's of breast milk in the middle of the night? It was the first time I had pumped that much.
Yes.
And I cried over spilled milk like there was no tomorrow.
This is, we were in our bedroom and then she was in baby's room where we had a little fridge. And so she was putting it into the fridge and then it dumped. Yeah.
And it doesn't seem like much, you know,
but
it was so much.
Oh, it was so much. I mean, at the time I remember like you pumped whatever it was. And I remember like hearing some story about someone pumping like eight times that.
Sure.
And it was like, you might as well have told me like, I lifted up my whole house today with my hand.
I used that analogy last week.
Like with what? On the show?
Some kind of Herculean task.
Oh,
I said
know.
It's Herculean task.
What
and
are
I
we
said
talking
something about lifting up
oh, shit.
House.
So, but just listen to our show. It's the Senile Memento Show. We just say the same fucking thing over and over again. You're welcome.
Geriatric parents.
Geriatric parents. Okay. 0 for 4. Sorry, that was the wrong answer. It is a pretty right answer, but it's not the funniest answer.
Okay.
So the answer is Ecto Cooler. Was the
Ecto-Cooler?
Yeah, it was the it was the limited edition Ghostbusters High C in a thing.
Yeah.
You could trade that shit, like an Ecto Cooler, a little box of it, you could trade it for anything in the lunchroom.
Did your mom buy that for you?
Fuck no. Are you kidding me? I would give my whole lunch and a hand job to a kid for for the fucking Ecto Cooler. I'd be like, hey, you want some of this whole wheat peanut butter and jelly? And like maybe string cheese? Not even string cheese. My lunch was so fucking boring. Hope my mom listens to this. My lunches were tragic. Because other kids had wild shit.
Yeah.
Cheetos and all the stuff that I wanted.
Sure.
No. But so, yeah. But Ecto Cooler was, it was gold.
Yeah.
This kid's totally asleep.
Oh, I'm so proud of
what
him.
What a good boy.
I'm so proud.
He's such a good boy. You're not so good. You lost. You crashed and burned on that quiz. But you're great, though. You're a lovely human. Do you have anything else you want to say?
No, I think that was it. That was it.
This show is so contentful.
I mean, I think it was.
I know.
I thought, oh, you're not being facetious.
No, I'm being serious.
Yeah.
I love listening to our show. I love making our show. I'm making a show that I would want to listen to. Because I think
do
it's like,
listen
I think
to
I,
our show. Yeah.
I don't actually. But
you don't?
I don't really. Because the problem for me about listening to our show is that I edit our show. So I already listened to it
so
very intently.
It.
Very, yeah. I don't, and you, anybody who listens to the show, I don't edit very much, but I basically just like put the music in. But if I start listening to the show, I start hearing things that I don't, I'm like, oh man, that this could be this. And I could edit things or change things a little bit. And it just drives me crazy.
Yeah.
And I can't like relax into it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I get but that. Our show's great.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you don't like it, you could write to us at your mom's a hoe at AOL.org. Or no, actually write to us at letseat@mikeyandrin.com and tell us what you don't like about the show or tell us what you love about the show.
Yeah, we welcome all feedback.
I love
Come
feedback.
With it.
Yeah, sure.
Come with it.
Yeah, please.
Mm-hmm.
We're down for fisticuffs. Just
for sure.
Send us your address. We're gonna send you a box of Riggy's poops.
Or maybe a bucket of crop tops if it's nice.
Ooh, bucket of crop tops. Bladder of crop tops.
Bladder, smart.
That's the shit.
Contained vessel.
Don't talk about it. TM, 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 TM.
Okay.
I'm making this. Okay, everybody. Mikey, you're going to eat in, out.
Bye.
Bye.